Today we'll be talking about when Frances Hodgson Burnett moved to Washington, D.C. After 2 years in Paris, the family intended to move to Washington, D.C., where Swan, now qualified as a doctor, wanted to start his medical practice. However, as they were in debt, Frances was forced to live with Swan's parents in Newmarket while he established himself in D.C. Early in 1877, she was offered a contract to have That Lass o' Lowry's published, which was doing well in its serialization, and at that point, she made her husband her business manager. That Lass o' Lowry's was published to good reviews, and the rights were sold for a British edition. Shortly after the publication of the book, she joined her husband in D.C., where she established a household and friends. She continued to write, becoming known as a rising young novelist. Despite the difficulties of raising a family and settling into a new city, Burnett began work on Haworth's, which was published in 1879, as well as writing a dramatic interpretation of That Lass o' Lowry's in response to a pirated stage version presented in London. After a visit to Boston in 1879, where she met Louisa May Alcott and Mary Mapes Dodge, editor of children's magazine St. Nicholas, Burnett began to write children's fiction. For the next 5 years, she had published several short works in St. Nicholas. Burnett continued to write adult fiction as well. Louisiana was published in 1880, A Fair Barbarian in 1881, and Through One Administration in 1883. She wrote the play Esmeralda in 1881 while staying at the Logan House Inn near Lake Lure, North Carolina. It became the longest-running play on Broadway in the 19th century. However, as had happened earlier in Knoxville, she felt the pressure of maintaining a household, caring for children and a husband, and keeping to her writing schedule, which caused exhaustion and depression. Within a few years, Burnett became well-known in Washington society and hosted a literary salon on Tuesday evenings, often attended by politicians as well as local literati. Swan's practice grew and had a good reputation. But his income lagged behind hers, so she believed she had to continue writing. Unfortunately, she was often ill and suffered from the heat of D.C., which she escaped whenever possible. In the early 1880s, she became interested in Christian Science as well as spiritualism and theosophy. These beliefs would affect her later life as well as being incorporated into her later fiction. She was a devoted mother and took great joy in her two sons. She doted on their appearance, continuing the practice of curling their long hair each day, which became the inspiration for Little Lord Fauntleroy. In 1884, she began work on Little Lord Fauntleroy, with the serialization beginning in 1885 in St. Nicholas, and the publication in book form in 1886. Little Lord Fauntleroy received good reviews, became a bestseller in the United States and England, was translated into 12 languages, and secured Burnett's reputation as a writer. The story features a boy who dresses in elaborate velvet suits and wears his long hair in curls. The central character, Cedric, was modeled on Burnett's younger son, Vivian. And the autobiographical aspects of Little Lord Fauntleroy occasionally led to disparaging remarks from the press. After the publication of Little Lord Fauntleroy, Burnett's reputation as a writer of children's books was fully established. In 1888, she won a lawsuit in England over the dramatic rights to Little Lord Fauntleroy, establishing a precedent that was incorporated into British copyright law in 1911. In response to a second incident of pirating her material into a dramatic piece, she wrote The Real Little Lord Fauntleroy, which was produced on stage in London and on Broadway. This play went on to make her as much money as the book. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you come back next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors.